Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm with Kathy Hemed today talking about the Entrepreneurship Pelican Cup coming up at ULM. Welcome, Kathy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I always love being here.
What year number are we on Pelican Cup?
It's our fifth anniversary.
Now, for the folks that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Pelican Cup. What is the project all about?
So it is a business plan competition, not just a business pitch competition like some others around the state. And we are the state's largest and biggest prize pool. And they have to go through a rigorous program and write a full 12-page written business plan, ready to go to the bank and ask for investment.
Now, I always tell people it's kind of like Shark Tank, but that's just part of the deal. Having the good product is one thing. You got to take care of all the business beforehand, right, and have a good plan.
That's right. You could go in with that Shark Tank mentality to a bank, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They want to see your return on investment, your projections, your financial statements. They need the whole package, and that's what we're preparing these students with.
You've got an event coming up on March the 26th, the awards luncheon, and you're wanting the business community to get involved because these folks we're going to see, this is the future of business here in Louisiana.
Exactly. This is an entrepreneurship competition, and our business leaders are supporters, and they're also our sponsors for this. This is not a university-centered program. It is across the entire state.
Now, when you started, this was a ULM project that you got started with a local businessman. And now it has grown and grown and grown. Who can enter this competition?
Undergraduate or graduate students from any university or college in the state of Louisiana.
So you have grown quite a bit, and I understand this year you've got more entrants than you've had ever before, too.
We get to say that every year on this program, and I'm so excited. We had 41 teams enter this year from across the state of Louisiana.
We're talking big, big money. Tell the folks how big the money is.
Well, the graduate division is $50,000 top prize, not too shabby. And the second place will be $25,000, and third place will be $10,000.
And so this year you're doing something new. You have a graduate division, you have an undergraduate division.
That's right. We separated the two, and our undergraduates are competing for a top prize of $25,000, second place $15,000, third place $10,000.
Now, you've got the entrants. You guys, the judges, have been studying the packets and the plans and all of that. And then we'll see the best of the best, not all 41, but you're going to whittle it down for our luncheon, right?
That's right. We whittled it down to six undergraduate teams and six graduate teams. They have been notified and selected, and they will be on campus for the oral finals on March 25th.
So March 25th, you get a chance to sit down with them one more time, and then the 26th, the awards luncheon. You're giving away a lot of money, and I just want to ask, where's the money come from? How do you guys pull this thing off every year?
You know, it comes from our sponsors across the state. It comes from our title sponsor who sponsors that prize pool, which is Mr. Dew Thompson. And our business leaders around the community, they buy tables, they show up, they invest in the future of Louisiana business.
The event, the Pelican Cup, I want to ask a little bit about, I've come the last couple of years, and I don't remember what won last year. What was the winner last year?
Last year was from LSU, and they were Farm Smarter AI. I think they might have pivoted their name to just Farm Smarter now, and it was where you could take a picture of the crop, but not only would it tell you what crop it was, it would tell you what's wrong with it and what chemicals you need to treat that problem, et cetera. It's a really neat product, and they are still in business today.
That's pretty cool. Now, you can't give them all away, but what are some of the cool ones you've seen this year?
We have more on the social responsibility side than we've ever had. You know, things that help disadvantaged students or people with disabilities than we've ever seen before. So that's really encouraging.
We're speaking today with Kathy Hemed at ULM, talking about the Entrepreneurship Pelican Cup. Is the business pitch competition still part of this? Because that's my favorite part. That kind of is like Shark Tank.
You would be too good at it. We can't have you compete in it. But we are going to have two this year. We're going to have the undergraduates at the top of the program and the graduates at the end of the program. So that awards luncheon is going to be twice the amount of electricity and excitement that it usually is.
You know, I would be good at that.
You
one time I had to get up and give a presentation, And the guy sitting next to me that was presenting against me, and I was like, what did you come up with? And he was like, I got this thing. It's called the Got Milk campaign. It's a milk mustache. And that guy presented next to me one time at one of these things.
Did you take him?
I did take him.
I've heard of the Got Milk, but I haven't heard of whatever it was you did.
I don't even remember what I did that day. It did, but the Got Milk guy, I still remember him. March 26th, a big day. You still have some tables available.
I do.
And this is a good kind of meet and greet and meet all the movers and shakers kind of event.
That's right. You'll get to meet business leaders from the area. But these teams are what this whole thing is for. They come from all over the state, and we treat them like rock stars. And we want you in the ballroom because you'll be excited to meet these young people, see their ideas, and see where the direction Louisiana is going. It's pretty neat.
All right. Let's talk about the teams. You've already got your team set this year. They've been working on their plans, but what's involved in putting a team together? How many folks is it? Do you have advisors? What all do you have that goes into having a team?
That's right. So they have to have a faculty advisor. They have to have a minimum of 3 students and a maximum of 6 students.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun this year. The Pelican Cup coming up on the 26th. As you've been doing this, and I know you were involved in ULM and business, have we seen an uptick in students wanting to come to school at ULM? Because that's the place that does the cool business competition.
Actually, yeah, we had a recruiting trip here last week, and it's a great sell, and they understand that this community in Northeast Louisiana and the whole state is behind business, and you don't have to be a business major to enter this competition. So they get the idea of, hey, I can still be a nursing student, but if I come up with the next great product, I can win $50,000 with that.
We're speaking with Kathy Hemed. The luncheon, the 26th, and you'll also see the final 6 teams and the business pitch competition. For folks to come to this, you need a ticket. How do you get tickets to the event?
Go to ulm.edu/Pelican Cup. You can get tickets there on our website, or you can give me a call, and we will hook you up with a ticket. They're $100 a piece, or a table is $1,000 a piece.
It's Kathy Hemed, the ULM Entrepreneurship Pelican Cup coming up on the 26th. Again, you can find out more by visiting the website or heading to our site, kedm.org.